This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led Men in Blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a World Cup final at the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. Samson was also adjudged as player of the series for his consistent performance. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team on winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. Vice President Radhakrishnan said, the nation celebrates this glorious victory with immense pride. Prime Minister Modi also said, this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro section will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital.
Jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai usse rajdhani ke lakhon logo ko bahut badi suvidha milne wali hai khas taur par purvi aur uttar purvi Delhi ke logon ke liye. अब रोज का सफर पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आसान होगा इन सब के साथ ही गाजियाबाद नोएडा फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा.
On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu. In the backdrop of controversy relating to the breach of protocol during President Draupadi Murmu's visit at the International Indigenous and Santhal Conference in Siliguri, West Bengal, State Chief Secretary Nandini Chakrabarty has sent a report to the Union Home Secretary. Along with the report, several documents explaining the entire matter in detail have also been forwarded to the Ministry of Home Affairs. According to the sources, the report outlined the sequence of events, the administrative steps taken, and the reasons behind the decisions made in connection with the incident. The report also provides a detailed explanation of why the Chief Minister was not present at the event. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Air India has decided to operate 78 additional flights on 9 routes between the 10th and the 18th of this month to tackle the high demand for reliable travel options. In its advisory, the airline said these additional flights will operate from Delhi to New York, London, Frankfurt, Paris, Amsterdam, Zurich, Colombo, Malé, and from Mumbai to London. It added that these flights will add 17,660 seats on 9 routes in both directions. In Nepal, final results of 159 constituencies have been announced for the election to the House of Representatives. Counting of votes for 6 constituencies is underway. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has emerged as the leading party, winning 122 seats and leading in 3 others under the first-past-the-post system. The Nepali Congress has won 17 seats, while the UML has secured 7 seats and is leading in 3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.